Episode 736, Create Heart-Centered Goals.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day, good day. I pray that you are having a magnificent weekend. I also hope that you are warm, because you know what? We've got some extreme cold across the U.S. right now. And in some areas, we've got ice storms happening. We've got one actually coming in today. It's going to be crazy, but we've been through ice storms before. I won't tell that story today because it was a crazy story, but one day I will tell you. That is definitely for another episode. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here and that you're taking time for you. When we look at creating our now, it's about becoming our best selfie, the way God intended us to be, the way He created us to be, because He created us on purpose for a purpose. So if you're wanting to dive in a little bit deeper, want to learn more about Create Your Now, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Well, with that being said, we've got to jump in today with Create Heart-Centered Goals. I really don't know if that's a great title. Sometimes I put these titles on here and some get more clicks because I think it's the title that draws everybody in. But this one is really important. As you notice, we're kind of on a theme here. Have you noticed that? Yes, we're talking a lot about heart and love. And this one goes a little bit deeper, and it actually starts out with a conversation I had with my mother. My mom and I were talking, and she told me that we're really, really focused in our family. And she was saying that she was focused, that my brother's really focused, and she goes, "And you're so focused, sometimes to a fault." And I was like, "What? This can't be." I mean, this comment truly surprised me. It came out of left field. Maybe sometimes you feel that way, that, you know, somebody says something about you and you're like, "That's not me. I don't know where you're getting that perception, but that's not what I see." Well, that's how it was with me. And moms tend to tell the truth, right? It's raw. It's real. I love it. And it really, though, caught me off guard. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm that focused, but okay, I'll hear her out. Well, I started thinking about it even more, and days passed, and I even texted her later after a few days and asked her to give me some examples, because for some reason, I didn't believe her. I didn't feel focused. My business didn't seem to be moving fast enough, and I still had things left to finish in life on the list, especially when we were having this conversation. I can't remember if it was the end of, maybe it was around Christmas. I don't know. Time flies, right? Time goes by so fast. You don't know when the conversation was, but regardless, it was very recent. It was within the last month, the last 30 days. And I couldn't believe it, because on my list, I mean, I'm like, have you seen my list, Mom? I don't feel very focused because I don't have very many checkoffs. Do you feel that way sometimes when you look at your New Year's resolutions? That's like the big mega goal, right? It's the one that's what? Last a year. It's the New Year resolution, where our goals sometimes are more time and scheduled out. And our goal list may be for a 2-week project or a 6-week project or maybe 90 days, but we take them in steps and with stride and we try to accomplish those. As we know, sometimes they get done and sometimes they don't. But what I discovered is that in looking at this retrospectively and going back kind of in time, I'm like, okay, the examples that she gave me, what makes it different than what I'm doing now? And what I realized and what I discovered was that I created goals that fed my soul, heart-centered goals. It brought me to life. I had an invested interest. And when I'm talking about an investment there, I'm not talking about necessarily money. I mean, yeah, sometimes there's money involved, right? Anything in life, there's usually a payment of some form or fashion, whether it's time or literally money, but there's an investment there. And so I had an invested interest in them. And then when these goals were set, they were met. I was like, okay, so why were those taken care of? And I was so focused, and these not. Well, it was because of that. They were heart-centered. They fed my soul. Sounds really simple, doesn't it? But for some reason, I didn't make the connection. My goals were best created around impact, not just for me, but for others. You see, I'm a woman who loves to serve. I mean, I was like born with that. I don't know if there's like this extra gene or two or three that are within me, but I will help anyone to the nth degree. It's hard for me to say no to someone who needs my help. And if I can actually give it, I mean, it's one thing if I can't and I don't know how. You know, there are some things I just don't know how to do. Don't bring me your computer and ask me to fix it. I may know a few things, but I can't sit here and take it apart and make it and put it all back together again. I'm not talking about that. But when it comes to life strategy, when it comes to figuring out sometimes working on your relationships, when it comes to living your life out loud for Christ. Yeah, that's me. I'm there. And I will help you through anything, any tornado. I'm there for you, if nothing else, as a sounding board. And that's a gift I believe God has given me. But the thing is that my goals were created around impact, primarily for others. What makes your soul come alive? What makes your heart pound louder? You want to create heart-centered goals to feed the soul. You see, I'm really, really, really good at making lists. As a mom of five and a husband who has lots of things that he is responsible for, not just within his job and his career and what he does, but his responsibilities outside. He gives a lot back to his profession. And so that requires me to stay pretty much organized. And I was really, really good when I was younger. But I think as I get older, I'm having to write things down. So man, lists are it for me. And they're usually just jotted down. They're not necessarily in detail, but they're more of just that little blink of a reminder. Hey, remember, this is it. Hey, like, pay the bill today because it's due. You know, I mean, I set up those automatic reminders. And so I was really good at making the list, but not so good completing them. As you know in my story, right, what was missing? The heart. That connection was missing. Even though, you know, research shows that if you write down your goals, you have a higher percentage, like 80% or more greater than those who don't do it. And I get all that. And I understand it. And I've taken all these crazy classes. I've been a part of them. You know, there's a study for absolutely everything out there. And you can find a study to match what you want to prove. And you see, my mind was getting into the game, right? It was learning all these things. I was sent out by corporations to go and train because I was part of, I mean, I was the head of HR and I had to take care of all these employees. They weren't working for me. I just needed to take care of them. I needed to make sure they had their tax forms filled out appropriately, that they had their health insurance done and taken care of. And sometimes if they went to the doctors and the health insurance came back and said, we're not going to pay for that, I'm like, but no, it's on our system. I would have to go and I would make phone calls and fight for them and say, you know what? What do we do to make this work? And so the corporations that I worked for would send me out to all these different things. And then when I decided to come and stay home as a full-time mommy, even though I had a full licensed daycare in my home, so I was still working, I still had to learn and do more things, right? So I continued to feed my mind. I continued to read. And as I continued to feed my mind, I got further and further and further away from what really needed to happen. You see, what it really means is that I need to take common sense and make it common practice. Something that's so simple doesn't mean it's easy. And we don't always put it into practice. We just think that it's automatically going to happen. And I was so book-driven, so mind-driven, like, oh, well, if this works, if research shows this, I'm all in. This is where I need to be. Well, you know where the story led, right? I accomplished and was very focused as my mom saw me growing up and when I was in college, and still even when I was an adult. But the list that I made of those goals, no, I didn't accomplish them. You know, when my mom said I was focused, I nearly stopped breathing. Because at the time that we were having this conversation, I didn't feel accomplished. I didn't feel like I had achieved what she was explaining to me. And then further in her text, I was like, but okay, I see that. Yeah, I did that. But I don't own it necessarily. I wasn't getting it. And when I looked at my list of my goals, I maybe got half of them done. Oh no, I probably only got about a quarter of them done. To me, that was what? Failure. I hadn't achieved everything that I wanted to do, even though I did everything the experts and the research showed to accomplish my goals. I did it all. But you see, my mind had it, but my heart rejected it. What does your goal list look like? Is it just a list with deadlines? Or is it something more than that? Is there this connection? You see, this expert, your friend, your sister in Christ, I'm telling you to create heart-centered goals to feed the soul. This is a game changer, and it's your game changer. Are you ready to get back in the game? Are you ready to really begin to see your life explode the way God has intended it to be? No, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take work. And there are going to be days that you wake up and you don't want to do it. You're human. And that's okay. It's all right. When you have those days, that's when it's great to come to someone and say, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. And I'm going to tell you, that's awesome. Now let's see what we can do about it. Because we're all going to fall off the wagon. We're not going to be 100% or even 110% on track all the time. As a perfectionist, I can tell you I fall every single day. But I'm also here to tell you that creating heart-centered goals, that's a game changer. When you have your heart connected to it, it's you, it's your story, it's who you are. Now, today I'm not going to give you any kisses except to tell you I love you and to send them across the airways. But I want to challenge you to look at your goals. And I want you to ask yourself on each one, are they heart-centered? Is this one heart-centered? I mean, think about it. We could just sit here and list some goals that a lot of us have. Maybe we want to grow our business. Okay, if you're working on your business and you're like, I got to grow my email list. Maybe your email list is at 50 right now. And you're like, okay, I'm at 50. I know I need to grow it. Okay, I want to grow it to 10,000. Okay, that sounds great. But what does that mean? It's just numbers. Does that mean anything to you? Or is there something more behind that? Maybe you want to grow your business and your connection and you want to develop 100 new relationships this year. Whoa, that sounds different than I want to grow my list from 50 to 10,000. You matter. And they matter. You got to have the heart-centered connection. Maybe you're thinking about weight loss, eating healthy, doing things right, more than just half the time, right? I mean, you're like, gosh, if I could get it 80% right, I would be on track all the time. But when you write down, I want to eat healthy, I'm going to take out, you know, this amount of sugar, what is that doing for you? Does that make your heart pound? Does that make you so excited you just can't hold back? I don't think so. It doesn't make me excited. I mean, for me, man, I get more excited to say, oh, let's go get donuts than I would to say, oh, well, yeah, I've got this thing on my list called I'm going to eat healthy. Which one am I going to go for? I'm going to go more for the donut. So my goal is never going to be met. Do you see? So I want to challenge you to look at your goals. And I want you to make them heart-centered. Now, we're going to begin to work through this because, as you can tell, we're building on this. And I tell you, we're going somewhere with it. But I just can't give it to you all in one episode. We'll be here forever. You see, Matthew 17:20 says this, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." You know, if you had to say, what is Christiane's life mantra or her life, you know, motto? What does she live by? In all my life of what I can think about and songs that I've said and you know, terms that I've used and sentences and connected things together and what my parents have told me and my grandparents and all the influencers around me, it's nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. But it is if you're only going by the mind. The mind's only going to get you so far. You see the heart? Yeah. The spirit, the soul of you, that's what makes you you. When you begin to connect that, that's where you begin to be alive. You feel like you have the breath of life within you. You get excited when you wake up in the morning. You're like, yes, I cannot wait to see what happens today. It's not going to be perfect. That's okay. But we're going to get it done. Nothing is impossible. You see, I tried to do it by the book, right? I read the research. I heard the experts, and I did it off and on for years. But you know, when I was in control of what I did, my Praise Kids group and the teams that I led them through many different churches as we moved around, when I was even younger and I was doing things in high school, and I was leading up the groups there. I was leading in church. I was leading young children at a very young age. I mean, I was like in, I know, crazy. I was in middle school and I was teaching kids. But you see, I was using my gifts that God gave me and it was heart-centered. And I gave it my all. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel bogged down. I didn't feel overwhelmed. Now, did I have to stay up late sometimes and work extra hard to get something done? Did I have to work on choreography sometimes when I was like, I don't know what to do? And I kind of felt a little stress every once in a while. Of course I did. But as a whole, in doing it, there was just something deep within me that just kept me going. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. Because nothing is impossible. When I tried to do it by the book, you know, I missed the mark because I was forgetting the one book I should have been following, the Bible. And yeah, I was following it, but I wasn't following it in 110% of my life. I was doing it what? By the mind. The mind got it, but the heart didn't. It rejected it. And so those lists that I was making didn't mean anything to me. It was a wash. Yet I tried. I did all those different courses. I still will do courses. I still will read books and books. I have got a library, I kid you not. It's crazy. But I missed the mark, the heart-centered goals. Proverbs 16:9 says this, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." What step are you taking today that's heart-centered? What goal are you after and chasing that's got your heart pounding, that's got you feeling so alive? You just can't contain it any longer. Come on, put that smile on today. Go out and challenge yourself to find and create those heart-centered goals. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.